In nature and in life, there is the law of reciprocity, which means that there is always an energetic exchange and a balance of giving and receiving for everything that we do. And when we lose touch with this balance, when life becomes about only our own personal goals and successes, and we get in this mindset of taking, essentially, because everything that we're doing is to achieve our own goals, our own success, to accumulate more wealth or status or whatever the thing is, then it's actually a perpetual cycle of lack, because even though we think all of our efforts are to gain something and to get somewhere and to take a benefit or an advantage out of life, we are actually always giving something also. Something is being taken from us. There's always an exchange. There's always a price, is one way to look at it. So when we look at celebrities, for example, people who are working so hard on their career to achieve their definition of success, which might be accolades, fame, money, whatever, what are they actually giving energetically to receive those things? Because on the outside, it looks like, oh, they have it all. Their life is perfect. But on the inside, their actual life might be void of real fulfillment and real happiness. And that's something that they're trading in for this thing that they're getting, which is perceived success and status and happiness, but not necessarily real fulfillment or happiness. And so this is how life works. So when we enter a state of giving, and we start becoming generous, and we start giving just for the joy of giving, just for the gratification of seeing somebody else doing better because of your generosity, the thing is, the principle still applies. And you're giving all these things away, but because of the law of reciprocity, more automatically has to come to you. And that's the secret sauce. That's the power of living in abundance. When you see people like Tony Robbins or Oprah, who are the definition of massive success, because not only are they rich and famous, but they're also highly emotionally fulfilled and happy in their lives in a genuine sense, it's because they are utilizing the law of reciprocity in the most positive and abundant way. They're not coming at life from a place of lack in which they need to take from the world. They're coming at it from a place of, I'm giving because it feels good to give. And the rewards, not that it's even a reward, because a reward makes it sound like there's some subjective puppet master in the background that's saying, okay, you're doing good in the world, I'm going to reward you. It's really just the law at work. You're giving, so you have to be receiving. And if you are receiving, or in a lot of cases taking, then you also have to be giving something. And this law will just work itself out like most natural laws of the world do. It just sort of happens. So when we are living in a state of taking from nature, we're just taking without even acknowledging the fact that we are getting it, receiving so much from her. You know, it's like we just take it for granted. All of the materials to build our homes, the gas to put in our cars, and all of the plastic that is used to package the things that we buy and consume on a daily basis. What are we giving up for that? What is the actual energetic exchange of that? And this is where we find the spiritual dilemma of the Western world. We are giving up our own sense of belonging in the world. We're giving up our ability to be emotionally and spiritually fulfilled or stable. And we're also giving up our home on the planet because global warming is a thing. So this is something to consider when living in the world. You know, it's like they say we're living from a state or lack or abundance. And when you look at the law of reciprocity, you see that it's just a simple balance taking place. And so you have the option to become conscious of that balance or not. Are you going to buy into the lie that you have to get as much as you can out of this life, that every driver of your decision has to be about making money or getting some type of accomplishment or status achievement? Or Do you just want to give from the heart and watch your life naturally transform? It can be as easy as that. And that's what I'm starting to notice the more that I develop my relationship with nature and the more that I go out and offer things to her, I give to her. Because not only is she already giving me things all of the time, but the more that I find just the innate joy of doing that, the more abundance happens in my life, the more magnetic I become, the more opportunities come to me. And it just creates this perfect harmonious flow and balance. And I'm really excited to see where it takes me. And I'm not orienting to it from a place of needing to get somewhere, because I'm perfectly content in the moment. I'm perfectly content just being a source of generosity. And this is an experience that is relatively new for me, because before I would listen to speakers like Tony Robbins or Marianne Williamson or Oprah Winfrey who talk about the joy of giving. And to me, coming from a place of not really having certain basic needs met, like, you know, working in the strip club and needing to make money to pay my bills, I wasn't really concerned with living life from this place of pure generosity, because it felt like I didn't have the things that I needed, you know? And so the cycle of lack was firmly in place, and it was hard for me to even see beyond it. You know, I was thinking, well, one day when I make enough money to donate to clean drinking water in Africa, then I will, you know, then I'll be a giver. But for now, I need to focus on making myself more well-resourced so that I can become that. But, you know, when we actually study manifestation and the laws of quantum physics and how energy actually works, you're never going to get something until you become that thing in the present moment, until you experience it before it gets here, generally speaking. So to buy into this illusion that, okay, I need to do X, Y, and Z before I can really be generous or before I can have the life that I want is just going to keep you stuck. So in other words, giving offerings to nature will change your whole entire life, because it comes from a place of, especially when it comes from a place of genuine curiosity. You know, it's like maybe having a personal relationship with Mother Earth is something that feels foreign to you, is something that doesn't feel real or even something that you feel motivated to do. But if there's any part of you that is curious to know what that might like, or even if you feel more motivated by the allure of having your life transformed and having supreme abundance flow into your life, I mean, that's enough. That's enough to go out and start offering something to Mother Nature, to start attempting to get in that zone where you can feel personally connected to her, where you can go out to a tree and just have a conversation with it, or give it a hug, or really slow down enough to notice the vibrational frequency that exists inside of every being that you encounter in the natural world. So that's my spiel on the law of reciprocity, how a genuine communion with Mother Earth can balance that law, can make that law truly work in your favor, how it is the difference between living a life that is garnered by lack versus one that is infused with extreme abundance. And it all has to do with our relationship to the invisible world, because this law of reciprocity, like so many underlying contributors to what we experience in our life, is connected to the spiritual. And so if we can start to truly invoke that awareness and live from it on a daily basis, not compartmentalize it for something that we need to turn to when we're in crisis, or something that's going to help us out of a bind, or something that we do on Sundays when we go to church, then we can really be stepping into our wholeness, and we can live a life that is exciting and dreamlike at times, otherworldly, interdimensional, and extremely fulfilling, because we are living a place from our soul's point of view rather than from the illusion of only being human. So these are my reflections, my musings for you this week. I hope that you enjoyed them. I hope you found value, and blase, blase. Thank you.